Brandy was a mother, daughter, sister, and a hero. She was not only able to fight off her attacker, to raise alarm for the rest of the household, but also to leave evidence naming that attacker. As a mother, life ebbing away with her daughter at her side, her last words and thought being of love for her daughter, Tatum. A generation taken from my family that will leave an impact for generations. Terror has been in the world long before 9/11. How many mothers, fathers, daughters, and sons must be taken in such terrible, unforgiving ways before it's realized that swift and befitting punishment be dealt out to those sneaky thieves of life. I cannot believe that even hell would accept a soul as from this type of coward. It's Bridie, B-R-I-D-I-E.
In your relationship?
Brandy is my sister and Wayne is my stepfather. I just want to say, first of all, I want to thank all the investigators on the case and Rachel Smith, Jake DeCoster, all of the criminal investigators, David Hall, Mike Pilotti, that worked on this case and did so tirelessly and brought justice for Wayne and Brandy. And it was a comfort to us. I just want to say that I want this to be, the focus needs to be on Brandy and Wayne. It doesn't need to be about the murder. It doesn't need to be about what his last meal was, what his last words were that said, what he said. It was just another stick to the family. He's not sorry. He was never sorry. He has no peace. He has no forgiveness. He's never asked for forgiveness. He's burning in hell. He did not ask for forgiveness. He has no savior. And I hope after this, I just want us to be able to go on, to move on, and let's let the evil part behind us, and let's move on and try and get through this, and we won't have to keep going through this. I have another appeal and some little backbiting words that he wants to give us in last parting.
You don't have to identify everybody by name, but who was in the victim's witness area besides you? Aunts, uncles?
My husband, my mother, my grandfather, my father, two uncles, an aunt, Wayne's two, a son, a daughter, Scott, Amy, their spouses. I think, is that 12? I think.
Did you have closure now?
That part of it, yeah, I do. The criminal part of it, yes, I do, but I'll never have closure. You can't have closure. And especially with the little crap that he wanted to write out to give to us. To me, it's not his true last words. All it is a little stick and threat to the family. Let's stick it to him just a little bit harder.
Did you hear someone say after it was announced that he was dead, burned in hell?
Yeah, that was me. Okay. Yeah, and he is.
So words of apologies are a little bit hollow.
It's not an apology. It's a joke. He's never apologized. This is just a last minute. It's just something else to get back at us, and that's all it is. He's never shown remorse. He's never had remorse, and so this is just something to get right back at the family, in my opinion. I don't know if anyone else feels that way, but that's me.
So where does the family go from here now that this stage is over?
Where do you go? I mean, we got to go forward, you know? We can go forward and not have to take a few steps back. We can go forward and hopefully live our lives and raise Tatum as Brandy wanted Tatum raised and make her life as normal as possible and keep this other part of it out of it and let her grow up to be the beautiful little girl she is.
Was seeing what you saw tonight difficult in any way for you or the family?
What was difficult for me, I think, was when he said, I'm sorry, and just mouthed, I'm sorry. That is what got me because he's not sorry. He is not sorry. He has not been sorry since it happened. And that was difficult. That's what really got me, I think. And just the whole emotion of it, you know. I mean, he's not human. He's a worthless whatever. But and so he's not human to me. So whatever, you know, I could care less about him. I have no sympathy for him or anyone else.
Has this whole episode brought the family closer or tighter together?
Not really, no. Parts of it as it has. I think we all surround ourselves with Tatum and make ourselves loving and available to Tatum. I think death brings out the worst in people, and it brings out the true character of people. And that's sad.
Talk about Tatum.
Oh, gosh. Oh, she of course, she doesn't know anything that's happened. She just knows her mommy is hurt. Her mommy is in heaven. She knows when we drive by the cemetery, you know, she waves and says, hi, mommy. You know, I love you, mommy, or she'll blow her a kiss. She's just carefree, and she's everything I wish we all could be. You know, we were before the murder. She's very happy. She's living her life. She doesn't have the grief, and she doesn't have the anger and the bitterness that I know I have. And I think that she is, we just want to raise her to be the good little girl that she is, and as happy, keep her as happy as we can.
What grade is she in?
She's in second grade.
How old? 7.
How much strength do you get from
her? Oh, gosh. Yesterday, I'll tell you, I was broke out in hives yesterday. I saw her last night, and I mean, instant, just, I just smile. I mean, you look at her and you just, your heart melts, you just smile, because that's Brandy. You know, that's my sister right there. And Tatum has her own personality, and Tatum is her own person, but part of my sister lives in her, and that's what keeps us going, because we know that Brandy's still alive through Tatum.
Is she in your custody?
My mom's. Mm-hmm.
And we've heard, you're right when we say that we don't know much about mm-hmm. the people that are with us today. Can mm-hmm. you describe your stepfather and your sister and tell us what's missing from your family?
Maybe Scott or Marco want to talk about Wayne. With Brandy, she... just a very happy person. They were both like to, you know, they could like to joke with people, you know, like to kind of tease people. I mean, they loved life, you know, they were loves of life. And, you know, and Wayne always took, you know, he always called Tatum Pee-wee, and he would take Pee-wee, you know, and his grandson Austin, and go down to the pond and feed ducks. I mean, he'd live for those grandchildren. I mean, it's like he totally changed as just an old softy. And he was a lover of life, and she was a lover of life. And you know, that's what's so hard right now, is because they were such beautiful, beautiful people, and they were taken away. And I just wish people could have known them, because they're wonderful people.
Do you feel justice was served today?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's dead. Justice is served.
And you stand firm on you just totally don't believe he was ever sorry.
No, I don't. No, he never said he was sorry when during the trial. Never said he was sorry from July 5th, 97 on. And it's just a little, the man had no belief in church. He had no belief in God. He has no belief in anything. I mean, please, there is no savior that he has. And he has... I just don't believe that he is, that he did, that he has found the Savior. He never has. I hope it's not the one that I believe in.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Does anybody have any more questions from the media?
Is there any representative of his family there, or were they spiritual advisors, or who were they?
He had two volunteers from the prison that were his spiritual advisors. I'm sorry, ma'am, did you?
We would like to.
I'm sorry, come on up. I didn't know.
I'm Scott Hoing. I'm Wayne's oldest son. This is Amy.
You're Scott?
Yes.
And talk about your father, the type of person he was, Scott.
Oh, he was a fun-loving guy. Do anything for anybody. Easy going.
Did you both witness the execution?
Yes, we did.
What's your reaction to seeing what you saw and the fact that it's over with now? At least this process.
Well, I'm glad to see it's over, because now there's no turning back. You know, you can't go back for an appeal or appeal, or that part of it's done. I mean, it really wasn't nothing to see it. I mean, it wasn't like I thought it would be, but...
In what way?
Well, I thought maybe I might not even be able to go in to watch it, but it was pretty calm. I mean, we sat there for 10 minutes. A lot of things go through your head, a lot of memories about the people that was killed and the good times he'd had. And within seconds, he was, it was over.
No, if you would have asked me probably a couple days ago, I would have said no until I got here. Something told me I needed to do it. I may regret it. I don't know. I took it pretty hard, so.
Now, as I understand, you guys, up until coming, you guys are not sure if you wanted to see this. What was the final decision maker that, yes, indeed, you did want to see this?
Well, our original intention was, me and her was going to see it. My brother didn't want to see it. And as the media had spoke with us earlier, we'd said we're probably not really going to know if we're going in until we get there. We, you know, I mean, not everybody goes through this stuff. I mean, you get here and you might get creeped out and not want to be there, you know. And it was pretty laid back and the state took pretty good care of us. And
do either of you guys believe he was sorry, as he said in his letter, do you actually believe he was sorry?
You know, even if he truly wasn't in his heart, I think it was not soothing to hear it, but something that we needed to hear. He may not have been. He may have just been saying it because he wanted to, but to me, it may have made a difference in if I can move past this. Whether he was truly sorry or not, nobody knows. And he could have been.
But you said you needed to hear that. Why?
I don't know.
Well, at least he said something.
He said
that
something,
was better
yeah.
than saying nothing.
Do you guys feel like you've got a closure or something? What do you guys do from here?
Well, you definitely go on. At least now we don't have to turn back. It's over.
I just can't believe that it's happened. Because it was supposed to happen, you know, months ago. And as we were driving here, you know, you think, is it really going to happen? Is it really going to happen? And then, you know, it happened, and it was just over in minutes.
Like I said, for as long, as drawn out as it's been, for it to end in 30 seconds or less, I mean, it's kind of unbelievable.
Did you kind of feel like the victims died so horribly, and then you look at this, you witness this, and it seemed like you went peaceful? Did that ever cross your mind that it just didn't seem fair or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, that, I mean, I think everybody will say this was the easy way out for him. Life in prison, if he'd have sat there for the rest of his life, would have been a lot harder than dying tonight. He don't have to think about that no more. We'll still think about it till we're
every
dead.
Day.
Do you think the fact that he never, I mean, for the past 2 years, he waived his appeal? Yeah, I guess he really said that he was ready to do this, he just wanted to die. Do you think that indicated that he was really taking the easy way out, that he just didn't want to deal with it or have to think about it anymore?
Well, there's a lot in the system that people don't understand until they go through this. And he's got all the rights. We have none.
We had to prove him guilty.
And even when he wanted to give up and say, I want to die, the state would come in and fight for him. And, you know, he was already pled guilty. He was already convicted. But they'd keep fighting to keep him alive. Well, finally, that all got overturned.
Can we get your ages?
24.
36.
And what is your name?
Amy.
Can you spell it?
A-M-Y.
Last name.
You can just bring her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that maybe we haven't asked you that you'd like to add to it, that maybe in our ignorance we don't have any clue of what you thought?
I would just like to say from my, I'm hoping that the whole family feels this way, but our thoughts and prayers should be going to the Smith family because they're also going through a loss. And as small as community as we had, I mean, you know everybody, so, and they are great people. I mean, they're friends to everyone, and that's all I need to say.
Yeah, that's right. Our kids grow up with their kids, and